on Monday, Repulsive Woman, which is the solo project of Millie Lovelock, who you may know from Dunedin-based group Astro Children. On Monday, she will be releasing her brand new single, Rough Around the Edges, from her forthcoming full-length LP, Relief. That will be the first full-length album under the Repulsive Woman moniker. And I'm really looking forward to it. And as a special treat, we get to preview Rough Around the Edges here on Totally Wired. But before we play the song, I called up Millie yesterday on Skype and we had a little chat about it.
Hi.
Hi, Millie. It's Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you in Dunedin at the moment?
Yes, I am.
How's things down there?
They're good. It's a beautiful sunny day, which is always good during winter in Dunedin.
Yeah, I bet. And you're gearing up to put out the first Repulsive Woman album.
Yes,
very soon. Repulsive Woman has been going for a few years now. You kind of took up that moniker around 2015. I think from memory, the first thing you put out was a 1D cover.
Yes, correct.
Was it ever intended to keep going for that long?
Not really. When I put out that cover, my plan was to do a little EP of One Direction covers, and that was all I really saw myself doing with that project.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't put out the EP of covers. I do actually have a couple more on my computer that I haven't finished working on. They've been kind of works in progress for the last, 4 years now, which is classic musician behavior. But I ended up getting a little distracted by writing some songs that I thought I didn't want to use for Astro Children. They ended up finding a home in Repulsive Woman. So it went a bit further than I thought it would.
It's such an interesting name to take up. Do you remember why you chose it?
Yes. So one of my favorite authors is Djuna Barnes. She was writing in the kind of early to mid 20th century. And she wrote the novel Nightwood, which I wrote my honors dissertation on in 2015. But she also wrote a collection of poems called The Book of Repulsive Women.
Mm.
And I was just so taken with that name for the collection and thought, oh, maybe I could use that. And I feel like Djuna would probably hate it. She was very protective of her work and famously didn't like people using her name in things, but maybe she wouldn't mind me using Repulsive Woman.
I really like it, actually. It sort of brings a lot of imagery and ideas to mind.
Yeah, it's really fun introducing yourself as well. at Red Bull, at the Red Bull Music Academy, you're sort of introducing yourself by your artist name, and it's really priceless to see the look on people's face when you give them your hand and say, "Hi, I'm Repulsive Woman."
So Relief is the name of the album, and the first single that you're about to release is Rough Around the Edges. Could you tell us a little bit about the song and the meanings behind it?
Mm-hmm. It was one of the last songs we recorded for the album. When we started working on the album, I had written 4 or 5 songs that we knew were going to be on the record, and it took us probably about 8 or 9 months to do all of the recording. So in that time I wrote a few more songs to bump it up to album length, and Rough Around the Edges was one of those songs. And Adelaide and I were both really struck by how buoyant it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we were quite excited about that at first, but it actually made it quite a difficult song to record, it took us a really long time to get it sounding the way we both thought it should sound. And there was a moment where I just remember sitting at the desk in the studio, kind of pulling my hair out, thinking, maybe we just take it off the album. I just hate it so much. but now it's one of my favorite tracks on the record, and hence it's being the single. But it's a lot. The vocals are a lot poppier than what I would usually write. And the chords are a lot more consonant than chords I would normally use, which I find quite challenging. But I think it kind of works, because I think there is a dissonance in the self image in the lyrics of the song. So for me, it's it feels like a song that has a lot of tension in the way that I might see myself, compared with the way that other people might see me, and the kind of contradictions inherent in the way that people view you and the way you negotiate your life.
Mm. To boil it down a little bit, it's talking about having a bristly or hard exterior, and then actually being quite soft and vulnerable, and then balancing those two parts of yourself.
Yeah, but not necessarily being either of those things.
Sure.
On an inherent kind of level.
And going back to what you were talking about with Adelaide, who engineered the album for you, recorded and engineered the album for you, with you, the technique that you guys have used in this song is quite interesting, with the panning of the voices sort of back and forth as well. Is that sort of the how you came to bring this buoyant song to life and get what you needed out of it?
Yeah, that changed everything for us when we were working on it in the studio. Actually, the idea came from one of my favorite White Stripes songs, Take, 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 Behind Me, Satan. And there's this really incredible moment in that song where Jack White's singing, I think he sings something like, or maybe a kiss on the cheek, I wouldn't wash it for a week. And the panning is so intense in that part of the song. If you're listening to it in like earbuds, if you only have one in, you'll only hear every second word
right.
of that line. And I think that's a very powerful moment in that song. And for Rough Around the Edges, which is so much reported speech, it felt fitting to have the vocal almost kind of whispering in one ear and then kind of creeping around behind you and whispering in the other, and then coming together every now and then, kind of meeting in the middle. I think that really helped me come to terms with the production on the song. Also, not trying to drown my voice in reverb. I think that was crucial for us to realize that we didn't need to do that.
Well, that's something I noticed in the song. I think the panning's used to great effect, but you're also quite close.
Mm-hmm,
and quite intimate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song, and also used to great effect is the violin. Who's playing the violin there?
That's Olive Butler. So Olive is a wonderful violin player from Dunedin, someone I've actually known for quite a long time, and she'll be playing in my live band as well, which is very exciting. I'm so thrilled to have violin on stage with me. But she came in and we had some idea of the kind of violin that we wanted to have on the track. She played on a few tracks on the album. And yeah, she just went for it in the studio, played the absolutely beautiful violin solo, which just makes me want to cry hearing it. It's so perfect to my ears.
Mm. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful song, and I'm really delighted that we can play it on Totally Wired.
Thank you so much.
She said, you're so soft.